And I would like to mention, yani, I don't make it too long, but there is two different titles. Why these innovations or these groups spread, and why these bid'ah start. You know, it's a two different topics, but I try to yani campaign combine both of them. Now, yeah. Raihan has a very high voice. Come on. MashaAllah, Raihan without voice.
Sheikh, you mentioned arguing is one of the reasons of starting a sect. These days we see that some very good brothers argue a lot, especially on the internet. Alhamdulillah, they are good, but spend most of their time and energy arguing on the net. They have almost separated themselves into a group. What do you have to say about such people?
Said la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and I thank you very much for this. Because these days we find out there is groups really start after these kind of arguments on the internet. There's a groups and people labeling each others and pointing forward to each others after argument in internet. And everybody said, we are right, you are wrong, you are out, you are in, and all these kind of thing. It is very bad. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, you will not be among Ahl Sunnah until you learn to leave argument, not to argue. إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَاكُمْ مِنَ السُنَّةِ حَتَّى يَدَعَ الْجَدَلِ He said that, I think this was in the beginning or the third point in his book, The Foundation of Sunnah, أصول السنة.
You mentioned the need of going to the senior scholars. There are issues which are dividing the Ahlul Sunnah, as some of us only refer to a group of da'is and increase their status higher than the senior scholars. Please shed some light on this issue.
Senior scholars, take them as a reference or well-known scholars, there is different issues. When you talk about issues, general issues, the senior scholars are Al-Imam Ahmad, Shafi'i, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Ibn Taymiyyah, and Ibn Sirin, Al-Hasan al-Basri, Sufyan al-Thawri, and so many names. Even Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, Sheikh Islam fi Zamani, Sheikh Muhammad Hamid al-Faqi, Sheikh Muhammad Ibrahim, Sheikh Abdul bin Baz. Oh, there's so many names. They are dead or they are alive. If you're talking about issues who are just recently happened, like a big fitna happened these days, whom we should go back, we should choose the persons who has knowledge, and this knowledge based on experience, and based on, first of all, based on Quran and Sunnah, and following the way of the Salaf al-Salih radiallahu anhu, and has experience. He's not a new. Because you might be young, but knowledgeable. I met personally young brothers, they are more knowledgeable than senior scholars. And he met some young brothers, they are 30s. His knowledge, wallahi, no doubt. Yani, in my experience with them, they are more knowledgeable than some of the senior scholars or big scholars. The information they have is so much. So much. And I have to remember one of the brothers, yani, he memorized more than 30,000 lines of poet, and this poet, not poet, it's poet in fiqh, in hadith, in aqidah. I haven't seen any scholars even memorize this much of ahadith and Quran, mashallah, 14 qira'ah, and mashallah, yani very knowledgeable people, but they are young. But subhanallah, I listen sometimes to their fatawa, read some of their articles. I see the difference between them and al-rasikhin fil-ilm, the senior scholars, the people who has experience. there's a big difference in the fatwa. Because ilm is not everything. It's ilm, there is taqwa, there is experience with dealing with people. Yani you cannot compare, yani we know mashayikh, for example, some of our mashayikh, we know them. I know one of the shaykh, for example, and there's no shame for mentioning his name, Shaykh Abu Bakr, Abu Zayd, Bakr Abu Zayd. As far as I know, he doesn't have any classes for students in masjids. I never heard that he had, maybe in a long time, but in general, he well known that all of his yani work researching, writing. He doesn't deal with people much. When it comes to issues related to questions and fatawa and specific, you see the difference between method for him and Sheikh bin Baz, which is always dealing with people and dealing with different type of people. Also different than a person, he deal with one kind of people. Like there are some sheikhs, he only deal with the student of knowledge. He only deal with yani people, common people. Different than a sheikh, he dealing with kings and president, dealing with the scholars, dealing with the student of knowledge, dealing with people common. He was judge and he dealt with criminals and with people. This person who dealt with these different type of people, his experience, for sure is much more. He dealt with different cultures. This is things that cannot happen to every scholar. So even among the scholars, sometimes there is a difference in qualities. But the main thing that those people, in recent issues, nawazil, we call it, you have to go to people who are knowledgeable, their knowledge based on Quran, Sunnah, and following the way of the Salaf, the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu, and at the same time, they are have taqwa, well known of taqwa, khashya min Allah Azza wa Jal, and they have experience. They have experience. وفي الحديث البركة مع كبرائكم يقول ابن عباس. The blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your elders. The elder among us are their opinions. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them nur, tawfiq, for their fatwas. So I believe it is very big mistakes also to put some يعني, student of knowledge or da'iyas in a position of a sheikh who is so knowledgeable, have so much experience. And also we don't يعني, say to some student of knowledge, oh, you know nothing, you're just a young, you don't know it. That's also another mistake. Some student of knowledge can be, يعني, for instance, يعني here, whoever pray in this place, his sheikh is the imam, alhamdulillah, he is a knowledgeable person. This is your sheikh. يعني, I have noticed also something, and especially with this brother in America, they don't recognize anybody. No, he want to jump all the way there. طيب يا أخي, you don't have it. Alhamdulillah, you have somebody. You're not having somebody innovator. You have somebody who's knowledgeable. Alhamdulillah. يقول البغدادي كلمة جميلة. يقول لا يوفق لطلب العلم من لم يحصل العلم من مشايخ بلده أولا. البغدادي said you not be able to seek knowledge if you didn't start with your own mashayikh who around you. If you take all their knowledge, go to the next. But some people, oh, this is not, oh, يعني, looking for some. And what happened? Inshallah, I'm applying for visa for Medina. Inshallah, I'm going to move to Riyadh. And say 2, 3, 10, 15 years and nothing happened. I'm going to Egypt. I'm going to Pakistan to see. طيب. Start with whoever around available. And no excuse. Now we have internet. You can attend to the sheikhs, for example, in Riyadh while you're home. You can, يعني alhamdulillah, some people say, mashallah, you're lucky, you Schmidt Sheikh, you study with Sheikh bin Jibreen. You can study with Sheikh bin Jibreen today. Log on the internet, live. You ask, you hear, you can ask your questions, you can send your questions, you will hear his, you have, you put your comment live on internet. Sheikh Al-Fawzan, or anyone you want. And this is at least what I have seen. So يعني, there is no excuse also for contacting the scholars. And also the student of knowledge, they have a position. The da'iyah should be respected. And يعني, يوضع كل إنسان في قدر. We should put everybody, give him what he deserves. No.
What are the areas of dispute where we should refer back to the senior scholars? What are the areas?
The areas of dispute, which is you should refer to the scholars. I don't know what you mean exactly by this, but when there is fitna, whereas truth is not clear, mix with the falsehood, go back to the scholars, the senior scholars, and always, ya akhi, don't forget that it's very important to have a good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sometimes we forget about that. Ya akhi, pray. Pray in your, yani, Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you. Raise your hand in the night, say, Allahumma ya, يعني رب جبرائيل وميكائيل وإسرافيل رب السماوات والأرض or the Lord of جبرائيل and ميكائيل and إسرافيل, the one who created the heavens and the earth, guide me to the truth, which is people have dispute about. اهدني لما اختلف من الحق بإذنك. يعني whenever you go to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and you يعني ask him his guidance, you'll always see the result. I remember one of our brothers, he was making a research, an issue, about hadith. And there is a narrator, he couldn't find him. And based on this narrator, the hadith became weak or authentic. And like, I told him, go to the يعني, sheikh, and I told him, there is one sheikh, Sheikh Ismail Ansari, go ask him, he's the most knowledgeable person in that time. As I can I was thinking about of the ilm al-rijal in his time. Go ask him about this. And anyway, but the brother, subhanAllah, answered me things. I learned from that brother once something. He said, inshallah, but tonight, I'm going to ask who's better than all these sheikhs. He's not waiting for revelation from Allah to tell him, no, to guide him. He said, I met, يعني جزال خير هي من قيام الليل, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot to guide him. Then he came after 2 days with the book. He said, I found him. See what the scholar. I found what the scholar said about this narrator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, akhi, sometimes guide the person to the truth. And beside that, you ask and you learn and you see what the rules related these issues. And you have to take the guidance from the scholars. Again, you're not just pray and you follow your desires. No.
What fool is a mujaddid? In the past, some people claim themselves to be mujaddids. For example, the founder of Ahmadiyya sect. Is he really a mujaddid? Are there real true mujaddids in Islam?
Mujaddid renewer?
Enough.